weeks will probably be closer to 10 than 40. In other words, it's not the major cause of a housing bubble. And targeting people on the basis of their nationality is just never a good idea. We've never done it as New Zealanders before, and we shouldn't do it now.
Okay. Well, that's the precedent that the Labor Party's setting, unfortunately. But, I mean, let's again step back. I mean, these houses aren't being bought to be kept empty. I mean, these houses are being rented out. It's not as if they're buying the houses and taking them offshore.
Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani on The Huddle. It's 15 to 6.
This is Dr. Thomas Levy, an American cardiologist. New Zealanders spend many hours in aeroplanes flying to all parts of the globe. I take lipospheric vitamin C before, during, and after any flight. It's essential to help with stress and to support optimal immune function. I wouldn't leave home without it. Ask for lipospheric vitamin C at your pharmacy, Health 2000, at Hardy Stores, or online at johnappleton.co.nz.
Read the label and use as directed.
Now, if you're considering selling your business, there's some things you need to weigh up. You see, it's not like selling a house. There's significant risk if the wrong people find out your business is for sale. And although you'll be looking to achieve the best market price, you don't want just anyone in the market knowing the business is for sale. The sales process needs to be strategic and confidential. Only qualified buyers with no hidden agenda should be getting information on your private affairs. You'll need the experienced person to protect your interests while they're pursuing the highest price the market will deliver. In short, they'll get you the best price for your business and they will help you minimise your risk throughout the process. If it's time to sell your business, you should be giving careful consideration to who you trust with this sensitive process. You should be contacting Tony Van Camp from Bailey's. He's licensed by REAA and he concentrates on businesses worth $1 million or more. Give him a call direct, 021 222 155 or Google Tony Van Camp, 021 222 155.
Newstalk ZB Community Notices with stressless recliners from Danske Møbler. Imagine that peace of mind begins with comfort.
If you're looking for something to do these school holidays, head along to the Pause Family Fun Day. It's on Wednesday, April 27 from 10 a.m. at Potters Park, Mount Eden. The Pause Family Fun Day is a free event with games, a bouncy castle, sausage sizzle, face painting, balloon twister and lots more.
Caring for our community, Newstalk ZB and Danske Møbler Furniture.
Tonight on The Crowd Goes Wild, live at 7 on Prime. All of the day's sports news to get you ready for that long weekend. Plus, we'll have fan favourite Smashed In Bro, another edition. It's live at 7 on Prime. It is The Crowd Goes Wild.
Scrutiny. Suggestion. The Huddle. Josie Pagani and Jordan Williams on The Huddle this evening. Issue number two to you, Jordan. US primaries and Cruz and Kasich are stitching up a deal. Donald Trump's response to the Cruz-Kasich deal. Here it is.
If you collude in business or if you collude in the stock market, they put you in jail. But in politics, because it's a rigged system, because it's a corrupt enterprise, it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are.
So here we go again, Jordan. All right, so they stitch up this deal. They're playing into Trump's hands. I think they're playing into Trump's hands because he's been saying for a couple of weeks that the whole thing's rigged and they've just proven that they are trying to rig it.
Yeah, possibly. But, I mean, the feelings towards Trump, either positive or negative, are sort of already cemented in. And, of course, the establishment's going to do everything they can to prevent this lunatic getting the necessary votes to avoid a open convention. This sort of stuff is actually quite normal in politics. In fact, in a healthy democracy, you do want your politicians talking to each other. And the most obvious is in Australia, where it's much more rigged in that the parties come to backroom deals to exchange preferences.
Right, but my point here, Josie, is that he's been saying for a couple of weeks, he got into a bit of difficulty a couple of weeks ago, and then he came out with this rigged rhetoric, and since then his polls have gone up across the board, state, national, he's tracking up. Now these two come in and suggest that it is rigged, and what's this going to happen? It just confirms it, and his polls will go up again.
Well, on the night of the New York primary, there was a poll done of Republican voters, and more than 70% of them said that they thought the candidate with the most delegates should get the nomination, in principle. So that some of them didn't vote for Trump. probably more than half of them didn't vote for Trump, I don't know. But the point is, most of the Republicans think that the person who has the majority should get the nomination. So that's the problem. That's the credibility problem he's got. But, you know, last week he was sounding very presidential. He felt comfortable. He was talking about Senator Cruz. Now he's returned back to this, you know, Cruz shoves a pancake in his mouth and eats horribly. Disgusting. And so, you know, all that changing the campaign team, putting the guy in charge of sexist comments, in charge of racist comments, you know, they were trying to do it better, make it more presidential. Now it's just returned to this absolute clown-like performance.
Yeah, but the question is, isn't it Jordan? So it goes to the convention, because that's where he's not going to get the 1237, but he might get within 100, I don't know, but it'll go to the convention and all hell is going to break loose. And this is, I think this is going to get very ugly, unseemly, the whole thing.
What?
Not just within the GOP, but his supporters. You know, all these millions of people who have voted for him, it's going to get angry.
Well, as you know, I've been saying for 6 months that this is going to be an ugly election, because already with Hillary, you had the highest unfavourables of any presumed nominee going into the campaign. And now you've got Donald Trump with even higher unfavourables. So you've got the recipe for
It's like trying to find the best dressed person at the warehouse, isn't it? I mean, they're both equally unpopular. But Trump's unpopularity is stratospheric. Americans don't like him.
Well, that's not true. I mean, he clearly does have a very large degree of support, just not by the establishment. I mean, one of the things that's been really delightful, and I've been winding up my Republican friends in the US about this, and it is this idea and the petition. I think it attracted about 50,000 signatures for people to be able to carry firearms at the Republican convention. Because, of course, Trump was saying, well, you know, after the French and Belgium atrocities, you know, if only people had guns and then we'd all be safe. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Republican, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and allow people to carry guns at this open convention, which looks to be a political journalist's dream.
I would just say, though, there is one pathway for Cruz that I can see, and that's the flyover states in the middle, Midwest states. He's polling ahead in those, so he does this deal with Kasich. He gets the delegates. If he can manage to push Trump into a contested convention, he could potentially win a second ballot. So it's not completely...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's really messy,
That's the game plan, but I don't see any elegant solution around
there isn't. And Trump's ground game, from what I understand, has been very poor. They've been very disorganised in terms of having organisers on the ground, and their fear is that if it does go to a second ballot, a lot of the people that they've elected of those delegates won't necessarily vote for him once they're not tied to him.
All right. Thank you. That is Jordan Williams from the Taxpayers Union and Daniel and Josie Pagani on the huddle this evening. News Talk ZB, it is now...